Morning Watch, Taking the Way of Enjoying Christ as the Tree of Life, Week 6, Becoming a Reproduction of Christ as the Tree of Life for the Ministry of Life. Monday, Related Verses, 1 Peter 2, verse 21, For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered on your behalf, leaving you a model so that you may follow in his steps. Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Galatians 4, verse 19. My children, with whom I travail again in birth, until Christ is formed in you. Genesis 2, verse 9. And out of the ground Jehovah God caused to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, as well as the tree of life in the middle of the garden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. John 1, verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 12, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. John 15, verses 1 and 4 through 5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Verse 4 through 5. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Related reading. There are two main ways to grow trees. One way is to sow a seed. If we sow the seed of a peach tree will grow up. The second way is to plant the sapling of a peach tree into the earth. This sapling will grow to be a peach tree. The Bible tells us that God has sown himself into our spirit as a life seed to grow a tree, a miniature of the tree of life. The tree of life was unique in Genesis 2 verse 9, but today the tree of life grows in all of us, causing each of us to be a small tree of life. As small trees of life, we need to grow. We, the believers in Christ, have all been regenerated by God sowing himself into us as a life seed. From that day, a life tree came out. We need to be sowers and planters, sowing and planting Christ into many vacant sinners. Today, there are many sinners who do not have Christ. If we have some dear friends who are still not believers in Christ or are believers in Christ in name but not in reality, these kinds of friends may have a feeling of emptiness within them. They may feel that their living on this earth is empty and is vanity of vanities. If they would pray, Lord Jesus, I do not want to be empty anymore. I want to take you. I want to receive you. Immediately, they would be filled by Christ as either a seed or a plant. Sometimes they will be blessed to receive Christ not only as a small seed, but as a large plant planted into their being. This will cause them to feel that they are filled with Christ. They will be happy and will tell others that they are no longer empty, but they now have something within them, that is Christ. Literally, the Greek word for model in 1 Peter 2 verse 21 means a writing copy, an underwriting for students to use in tracing letters as they learn to draw them. The Greek word for model is the word that denotes a master copy used in the teaching of writing. The Lord Jesus has set his life before us as an underwriting for us to copy by tracing and following his steps. It is not God's intention, however, that we try to imitate Christ by our own effort. We know from experience that trying to imitate Christ does not work. We are not able to imitate him. What we need is not imitation, but reproduction. Outwardly, Christ is our model, and inwardly, he is our person, living in us, being formed in us, and making his home in us. Through this process, we become a reproduction of the original, a reproduction of Christ as our model. He is a writing copy, an original to be used for making many copies. We need to become Christ's reproduction, copies of Christ, by experiencing a process that involves the riches of the divine life. When this process is completed, we shall become a reproduction of Christ. When anyone observes the expression of the triune God from within a believer, this indicates that such a believer has become a reproduction of Christ, the model. The manner of life that expresses the process triune God is a reproduction of Christ. As a model to the believers, Christ is the original used for making a reproduction of himself. In order to understand Christ as our model, we need experience. From experience, we know that as we enjoy Christ day by day, we are undergoing the process of spiritual reproduction to make us living copies of Christ.